Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. In the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. All of Revelation chapter 1. Lord, thank you for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for how that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. And thank you for the privilege you give us of being able to obey you and follow you as you call us to pray without ceasing. More and more, Father, teach us and empower us by your Spirit to do just that, to live a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. And thank you again for the power that rests in your word. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would empower us to be the people given to prayer and given to reading and studying your word daily as you would have us to, and empower us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you would reveal yourself to us. Thank you so much that you revealed yourself to us in Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would reveal yourself to us again, even now. Heavenly Father, we make ourselves present and available for you. Please speak through your scriptures, through your word. We just want to hear from you and get to know you more. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we often do, we share prayer tools and articles that we've written that are meant to be discipleship tools to help to strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, tools to use in the discipling of your family, and tools to forward and share with others, maybe fellow church members, family members, fellow workers on the job, saved and or unsaved individuals as well. This article this prayer tool and article is entitled A Christian Family Prayer Guide. Again, A Christian Family Prayer Guide. And let me just explain this, that this is a compilation of prayers based on or that are drawn from the Word of God that we want to encourage you to email us to get a copy of in order for you to use it in praying with your family. And the first prayer is a prayer for salvation. And let me say to every parent listening or grandparent or anyone who chooses to use it, I think it's a wise thing on a regular basis to invite each member of your family to pray a prayer like the first prayer. The first prayer is a prayer for salvation. Lots of people have gotten saved at church, and that's a wonderful thing. But the reality is, if parents are wise enough to invite their children to pray a prayer of committing or recommitting their heart to the Lord on a consistent basis in their home, it may very well be that one day your child will clearly understand the gospel and choose to commit their life to Christ at home. So praying a salvation prayer like this at home or a recommitment prayer is a wise thing to do on a regular basis, I believe very much so, in your home. We're going to take time to do that now. So, and of course, if someone is listening and you'd like to be saved today, would you simply pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Lord, I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent of all my sins. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. I do believe that you came into this world a long time ago, that you lived, that you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. And I do believe that 3 days later you rose from the dead so I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me and rise again from the dead for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, that's a salvation prayer. The first prayer in the prayer guide, A Christian Family Prayer Guide, is a prayer for salvation. Then there's another prayer that's entitled A Husband's Daily Prayer for His Wife. I'm going to take time to pray this prayer over my wife, but keep in mind there's this prayer, then there's a wife's daily prayer for her husband, and then there's a prayer, a parent's daily prayer for their child. And so we won't go through all three of them, but keep in mind these are each a part of the prayer guide. So one more reason why you want to email us to get a copy for you to have. Here now, a husband's daily prayer for his wife. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift my wife Birdie is to me, to our family, and to the church and the kingdom of God. Dear Lord, bless my wife Birdie today. Indeed, expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you would have me to be. Fill her day with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, joy, and peace today. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you want her to spend today, in Jesus' name. Help her to put you first in her life. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and mother. Help her to value life. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to not steal. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet. And help her to tell the truth in Jesus' name. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life for this day. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you would have her to be for you and your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, and thank you again for the gift my wife is to me and to you and to your kingdom. Dear Lord, bless Birdie and keep her. Lord, make your face shine upon her. Be gracious to her. Lift up the light of your countenance upon her and give her your peace this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, that's a prayer, a husband's daily prayer for his wife. And again, there's also the wife's daily prayer for her husband, and then a parent's daily prayer for their children as well. And just a portion of some of the other prayers, the Lord's Prayer is found there as well. We're going to take time to pray that as well. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. The next is the prayer of Jabez. And again, yes, we'd encourage you, it doesn't take but a few minutes, but to take the time to pray these prayers through with your family every single day. The next, again, is the prayer of Jabez. Dear Lord, thank you for me and each member of my family. Bless each and every one of us, Father, indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then the prayer based on the Ten Commandments. Lord, thank you for us as a family. Thank you for us as a part of the church. Thank you for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us this day, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then there's a prayer for wisdom, similar to the prayer Solomon prayed when he asked God for wisdom to be a good king. Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Father, give us wisdom to be and do all that you want us to be and do this day. And help us to glorify you in that which we do this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And then there's the prayer of Isaiah, similar to the prayer Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6. Dear Lord, here I am. I'm available this day. Use me this day to do many miracles for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then the final prayer that's mentioned is a blessing prayer. Lord, thank you for each member of my family, and thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family today. Lord, make your face shine upon, Father, bless each and every one of us this day, Lord, and keep each one of us in the name of Jesus. Make your face to shine upon each and every one of us, and be gracious to each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Lord, lift up your countenance upon each and every one of us, and give us your peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been sharing prayers from a Christian Family Prayer Guide. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Far from these.
Music from the group Commissioned with Secret Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. And we, again, we're sharing from the prayer guide called A Christian Family Prayer Guide. We're going to take time to pray one more that's listed there, Psalm 91, and then we'll move into reading through the Word. Lord, thank you for all the believers we've prayed for today, and thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer guide, A Christian Family Prayer Guide, simply email us again, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 105, beginning at verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, your children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provisions of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham. awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised the pleasant land. They did not believe his word, but complained in their tents and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he raised up his hand in an oath against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices made to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped. And that was accounted to him for righteousness, to all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. And for their sake, he remembered his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied by all those who carried them away. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. End of Psalm 106. Thank you, Lord, again for each and every one of us. Thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family. And thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today. Father, thank you for each one of us, and thank you for each of our prayer lives. Bless each of us in our prayer lives indeed. Expand our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. And Father, anoint us, your church, afresh with the spirit of prayer. More and more empower us to be the house of prayer you've called us to be, faithfully living a life given to prayer. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be back.
Call the sea to still.
music from the group Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 20. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here or see there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." Then he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken and the other left. Two men will be in the field. The one will be taken and the other left." And they answered and said to him, "Where, Lord?" So he said to them, "Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together." Chapter 18, the Gospel of Luke. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then they also brought infants to him, that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And those who heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Then Peter said, "See, we have left all and followed you." So he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life." Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and insulted and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which were spoken. Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked them, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Father, thank you once again for We Your Church. Thank you for the opportunity for us to know you, to serve you, and to be involved in the wonderful work of carrying out the Great Commission, going into all the world and making disciples. Father, thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family, and thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to daily be vessels through which you can reach to draw others to yourself. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Help us to live every day with the goal of being prepared to to give out gospel tracts and or to share our testimony, to share how you've answered prayer, or to share how you're working in our lives with the goal of pointing people to Jesus Christ. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is a wonderful day to look for opportunities to share the gospel with the unsaved, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to encourage others in their prayer life, to encourage them in their reading and studying of your word, to encourage them in the importance of living your word, being a hearer and a doer. Help us to recognize, Lord, that with every passing day, more and more, every day is a day for ministry. And help us to be mindful that every believer has been called into full-time ministry, and help us to live that out faithfully every day of our lives. We thank you and we praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we usually do before we end the broadcast. If you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved and to receive eternal life. If you'd like to be saved and to commit your life to the Lord and receive eternal life, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to read my Bible, the Word of God, every day. Help me to pray and seek you in prayer every single day. And help me, Lord, to live what I learn from your Word every day. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you and be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us so that we can send to you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow really strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that information to you, and we want to make a connection with you as well. Also, if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer tool that we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, A Christian Family Guide to Prayer, simply email us, same email, joseph@afr. We'll be glad to get that to you as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.